Hello, everybody. Welcome. This is Terrell from Terrell03.com. Today's Tuesday. It's January 31st, 2023. It's 11 a.m. Central Time here in the Ozarks. And look at Earthquake 3D. Shows not much going on. 5.3. Struggle in quarter three here. Report was kind of late yesterday, and this one's kind of early, so you're looking at pretty much the same map. Is that 4.1 that struck up north of Yellowstone? And my numbers will be coming in this evening from my partner, New, and then these numbers will be filled out for tomorrow's report. This should be a short report. More warnings issued for the petrodollar. We appear to be, so we're at the 31st of January. We're going to reach this line right here on February the 25th. So we're right here on this line, and we're moving to this line right here. And I'm expecting big things to happen just before and particularly just after we reach this line. It was about when we hit this line last year that the World War III started over there. We're expecting an escalation in that, and we'll see if we are 90 days before, not 92 and a decimal days, before we reach this line, when we're going to be nearest to the black star, then I'm watching for a sequence of events to happen moving through this 90 days, and we should see severe escalation. At some point before we get to here, military on the streets. So the elite's going to tell us as we're moving, get beyond this line, and we're moving through March into April, things aren't happening, tells us we have another orbit cycle. Things are happening, the elite are running through the underground arc cities, chaos transitions into mayhem, then the chances increase that we're going to have a geological pole shift right here in May. And the destruction of the petrodollar, pardon me, destruction of the petrodollar is happening in slow motion all around us all the time. And the related article, Saudi Arabia ready to ditch the dollar. U.S. allies join export curbs on China. So more consolidation and polarization. The nations that are with the petrodollar running in one direction and BRICS nations running in the opposite direction. And until that becomes evident that World War III is the petrodollar against BRICS. Petrodollar meaning the alliances, Western Europe, United States, and even South Korea and Japan are on the United States side. They're going to be the unfortunates. Whenever all the U.S. Navy aircraft carriers are destroyed in a single day, then we should expect Japan's going to come under direct attack. South Korea's under direct attack. Taiwan's going to be running into the arms of China. That's what I expect to see. That's why I don't expect that China's getting ready to go to war against little teeny-weeny Taiwan. That's going to want to be their pal just as soon as they realize that the United States is done. U.S. nuclear sub docks shut down over seismic concerns. So what's going out in Washington State? But they built it there in the first place, knowing that that's a seismically active region. And this looks like a deliberate stand down of U.S. capability, getting ready for what China's going to do. So this is reading of a script, if you ask me. And China, that's going to use invasion forces, their ships are already loaded. They must see news like this, right here, so they can motivate their troops. Then the UK nuclear sub-reactor repaired with superglue. This is happening at the same time. Then the question's being asked, is NATO helping Ukraine fight Russia, or is it using Ukraine to fight Russia? Seems like semantics to me. World War III is being set up. Everybody's playing their role at the key time, I think, when we get near outside orbital position. Over the next, we should see a transition in the next, right around the 25th of February. Pentagon chief makes nuclear pledge to Asian ally. This is going to be South Korea. So they're going to have war games with South Korea. I wouldn't want to be South Korea, nor Japan. EU states president urges NATO to cross more Russian red lines. That's Lithuania. So they think that everybody should do, NATO and the U.S., Germany, Great Britain, what they think those nations ought to do is stick a thumb in the eye of the big bear. See what happens. London police recruiting illiterate officers who can barely write to meet diversity quotas. Well, they're saying to meet diversity quotas, but my view is similar situation is going on here with policing in the United States and with nursing and with pilots and with everything else where the vaxxers are dropping like flies, 7,500 a day, leaving the workforce because they're dying or else they're vax injured. Immune systems are weakened, going through a critical time of the flu season too. And so slow motion societal support, destruction. That's what this is pointing to right here. And this is it. This we should expect this is only going to continue to get worse and worse and worse. So what happened with the five officers and the beatdown and the murder? That's a symptom of what you're seeing right here. Lowering standards and letting people have jobs that they're not qualified for. Placing everybody in danger. At the same time that illegals, just like in UK, just like in Germany, just like in Europe in general, in the United States, being flooded with illegals. The lawlessness is everywhere. Budgets are strained. The media is doing their best to hide everything. Florida on the verge of becoming the 26th constitutional carry state. That's good news. And this goes with what yesterday what the sheriff said. Residents should tell ATF agents conducting warrants. They should, when they come to the door, they should be told. Well, I recommend calling the sheriff first. But then if the sheriff's like that sheriff or like a sheriff here in Northwest Arkansas, he's going to tell them to take a hike. A lot of Russia today came in today. Warning for the petrodollar. You guys have heard my warnings. Heard them, heard them, heard them. Diversify out of the fiat dollar so you don't get scorched and burned. U.S. allies joint export curbs on China. So China, like Russia, being pushed away. Sanctions. This has to do with computer materials. Chips. Which when China gets Taiwan, they're going to be the chip leading manufacturer on the planet. So the United States is kicking itself in the teeth, if you ask me. U.S. targets China with more restrictions. So this is part of the consolidation of nations that are standing with the petrodollar and having them also level sanctions against Russia and China. And what they're doing is they're fighting with BRICS. Nuclear sub-docs being shut down. Because, who knows, it just might be an earthquake. This is the repaired with superglue nuclear sub-reactor. Duct taping things together. This is the semantics deal. We're all about to be in World War III. Pentagon chief makes nuclear pledge to Asian ally. Bunch of woke tards. NATO would cross more Russian lines. This guy right here, Lithuania. Keep pushing until something breaks. So all this F-16 tanks, F-16s, for me, that's all symbolic. Doesn't mean anything. Doesn't change the war at all. What it does do, it allows more kickbacks. So it's adding velocity intensity to the kickback program. But any of the guns, ammo, tanks, jets going to be shot down. The tanks are going to, or will be useless very quickly. Now, if you're sending them 1,000 tanks, maybe that's something. But Putin has air superiority. You're not going to fly an F-16 through over Ukraine without it being shot down. So all of that is symbolic. And the most stupid thing, the biggest, stupidest thing that Ukraine could do is actually try to pilot those jets. They'd be better off to sell them on the market before they're destroyed and to get something for them. I mean, that's my opinion. And this is a bunch of people going into law enforcement, going into the military, going into nursing, going into flying jetliners that have no business doing so. You can blame it on diversity if you want. Florida on the verge. You know, DeSantis is backing all that. All he has to do is get the legislation on his desk, and he's going to sign it. Footage of horrific floods in New Zealand. Worse than what happened in California. Then, in case you're unaware, then there's a giant X on where I'm sitting right now for ice storms. When ice storms blow through here, then it generally kills a lot of the cedar trees as they pile up with ice, and then they don't have deep roots when they're young. I can remember there was two ice storms before I got here in 2011 and 12 and 13 with my cavern owner, and that was one of my jobs was to use the four-wheeler and to harvest cedar trees because they'd just be laying over on their side. So you do that kind of thing in the wintertime when there's no chiggers and ticks. And can I purchase physical precious metals with my 401k funds? Now, apparently, I was misinformed on this, and my apologies. As one of you wrote to me, and I believe that Dan only answered you like four words, which I couldn't quite tell what he was saying. I did a little looking around, and from what I read earlier, then there are retirement funds that you can, apparently 401. It's not one of them. I think you were talking about a 403 when you wrote to me. But the way that you're going to know for sure is just call Dan and ask him what it is. So I had a page up just like this that said yes, that you can do it one time per year, you can do it one time every 12 months. And when I went and looked for this, I went to Shift Gold, great source. Then he's saying that in some cases there are things that can be done, and in this case, the particular case that you were asking about cannot be. So Dan answered you correctly. So if you're unsure about any of that, then Dan's phone number is on the website. Call him and ask him. And I've never and never will own a 401k. Well, let me stop there. In the union, I believe that along with medical insurance and vacation pay, we had a great union. Then there may have been something like this. But if I have one, then I'm not aware of it. Then the Federal Reserve is nowhere near victory. Federal Reserve is destroying, it's working right along with Biden, working right along with our U.S. military and the lettered agencies, destroying America deliberately and on purpose, controlled demolition. They're raising the interest rates and killing the demand, raising the price of money, lines of credit. So companies, truckers, people that would go to get their line of credit and the interest rate was near zero, they could do things. Interest rate keeps going up and up and up. It's killing things. The housing market, everything that's involved. Then this digital currency, this was sent in by Thomas, and these fellows are representing this like it just happened. This is an old story. you know, the Great Reset and all that. We know that Ukraine is a hotbed of Nazis. And the propaganda is saying that they're democratic and all that, and none of that is true. So you should realize that World War III is being staged. It's not a real war. But that theater has been created deliberately by the global bankster cartel, using Putin, using Ukraine, using NATO, for the destruction of undesirable elements. So everybody can run to the underground arc cities. This has to go to the next level. It's about to, at outside order position. But this story, the same exact story, came out in March 2022. It's same story, same headline, just silently announced. I guess maybe they didn't catch it because it was silently announced back in March of 2022. But you should expect to see more and more bad news coming out of Ukraine, in the fact that you were being lied to from start to finish. This is going to tie back to Hunter Biden and his laptop and the fake dossier, Hillary Clinton. All that stuff is connected. One of the reasons that they being the elite, Council on Foreign Relations, the Biden administration, they don't want you to see what's in those classified documents. For me, likely, this has to do with setting the stage for China's invasion of the United States. That's what they're trying to hide from everybody. So no, they don't want senators to see what's happening, because there's going to be intimations. There's going to be little hints and clues left like a breadcrumb trail throughout all those documents of what's really coming, of what the sellout was really about. It wasn't just about making oil. It wasn't just about influence peddling. It's about the destruction of the United States. And so Trump had to be part of the smokescreen with the, remember, that's what he's impeached about, his communications with Ukraine. And so all of this stuff is connected to World War III and the invasion of the United States, the destruction of the United States, by the woke tards in the DOD working on the inside. This is connected to all the documents. They're finding documents everywhere. People that don't have documents are saying they have documents just to dilute the cesspool, is the way that I envision it. Just make it like, well, what Biden did isn't so bad because Trump did it and Pence did it and now everybody's doing it, and so it's everybody's doing it, then what the hey? But everybody else didn't sell us out to China and to Russia and to BRICS. And we're in the knowledge that the United States is about to be destroyed. That's what they're trying to hide, in my view. Biden slammed after announcing official end to the COVID-19 emergency, trying to avoid embarrassment. The biological weapon hasn't even been activated yet. They're getting everybody on their heels. Everybody thinks that it's over. And people are going to be shocked whenever all of a sudden people are dying by the millions and by the billions. The price shock is just getting started. German industry to pay 40% more for energy. And we still have quite a bit of winter to go. Hunter Biden's laptop emails reveal another crime. Well, there's all kinds of crime. And these guys continue walking around free as birds, just like Hillary Clinton, Comey, Clapper, or all the rest of them. Lois Lerner, I mean, there's a list longer than your arm. People that should be in prison or executed for treason, including these guys right here. And they're still waltzing around because the lettered agencies have been weaponized against us, and to defend those guys no matter what happens. Then, straining over the definition of woketard, or what does it mean? So they're going to do a deep dive to explain the ideology that has its basis in Marxism and the destruction of the United States. All this is happening at the same time. Barry Hospital declares COVID outbreak. So Talk about gaslighting. On the one side, oh, it's over. On the other side, this hospital's having an outbreak, like a lot of other places. 23-year-old university student of Arizona, swimmer. This guy right here, prime of his life. Look at him. Dead. This is Ricky Smiley's son, Brandon, dead at 32. Lots and lots of people just start keeling over dead, and people in the prime of their life, too. Calls for immediate suspension of COVID-19 vaccines in South Africa. This kind of story right here is concerning to me because it's a sign that the cabal, the elite, whatever you want to call them, that their backs are on the ropes. And that reminds me of the thriller in Manila. And when we get to the eighth round is whenever the elite come off the ropes. But they want to make it look like that we got them. And then they strike. Valley fever, historically found only in the Southwest, is spreading. Destroy immune systems, and it's just whatever's out there spreads. People become incubators, weakened immune systems. Here's some idiots. Can't make this stuff up. Vegan activists nearly kill themselves by jumping in the middle of the road to stop a livestock truck. I mean, if you want to be a vegan, you don't want to eat meat, then more power to you. But you're living in America, and people are going to do what they want to do. A lot of people like their steak and their protein. And when you're raising your children, just for an example, and you allow them to eat no meat, then your children are going to be disadvantaged compared to the other children. Because the body needs protein to build itself. You're going to jump through a lot of hoops for your children to be competitive on the football field or the baseball field. I mean, that's just me and my brothers. We were track and we were football and baseball and all that. Highly, highly competitive. And mom made us steaks and hamburger and things like that. Maybe you saw this last night on, I'm feeling sorry for Pelosi. You had to have seen him getting hit in the head with a hammer by the guy. And it seems almost impossible that could even happen. And then the cops are standing there watching him get, the guy's got the hammer. You'd think they'd be making their move before he got his head caved in. But then, this is about the reporter that came out and told the truth. And then he gets this fellow right here. Came out and reported exactly the truth, the way it was, and then that wasn't good enough for NBC. The lefty media, they're so willing to just run out and lie. Telling the truth is so easy. But what's the lie we're supposed to be telling? Then Glenn Greenwald, he's one of the guys I like to see interviewed, or at Tucker Carlson. Generally, whenever he comes on and gives us the information that he gives us, then it's too late. But I guess, you know, the saying is better late than never. I don't know if that's true. In all cases, that is most certainly not true. But at least we do have access to the information. Generally, it makes us angry because there's hardly ever, if ever, a solution to anything that's being shared. This is what's going on. This is what's going on. And then it just continues. So the Democrats, the FBI, the CIA, NATO, media whores created disinformation industry. Lies about everything. COVID, vax, the Planet X movement, 9/11 movement. This has been going on because they know they're running to the underground arc cities. They know what World War III is for. They know what the vax is for, command control mechanism. So they see the picture from a whole different perspective. And from their view, they're saving humanity. Because the black star is coming to terraform the planet. Everything on the surface of this planet is going to die. So they're going to run to the underground cities and save the elite. And then emerge into their new world order. That's their plan. So according to them, these people are the elect. They're the ones that are saving humanity. That's the way it is from their perspective. Woman attempted to kill a lookalike, steal her identity, left DNA evidence. behind, prosecutor. So they, on this food box, there was DNA that helped the investigators figure out what was going on. But they have Hunter Biden's laptop, and they can't figure out. They can't. There's no justice there. But they were able to figure this one out. So this gal here, on a cheesecake, gave her friend cheesecake with tranquilizer, and they were able to figure it out. That gal there is trying to impersonate that gal there. They look like sisters, don't they? So heads up. There's all kinds of stuff going on out there. Tucker Carlson examines the strange destruction of the food processing plants. This is another case of if you've been following my reports, I've been reporting on it for a long time. The pattern. Long, long list, over 100 plants and such being destroyed. And eventually, Tucker Carlson's on the case eventually when it's too late. That's what one of the things that I look for. And I mean, Tucker Carlson reminds me kind of Glenn Beck. Back in the day, he was the guy. He would come out and say something eventually, but it would be too late. So he's like the new Glenn Beck, if you ask me. But that's what he's my barometer for knowing when it's too late, whenever he finally comes out with it. And then generally, it just boils your blood. There's nothing anybody's going to do about anything. Like with this guy right here, Greg Abbott, the Obama Biden Catch and Bus program. The pilot program was initiated in 2014, the year that there's already an illegal alien invasion commander, and that's Abbott. He's been running the show from Texas all this time. And he's going to put a czar down there. Why? Because it's too late. Then Bonnie, you sent me this. And this interview is from the 25th, so that's a week ago. I shared this last week. But good information, she says, started 18 minutes. It's listed with the links in the newsletter. And then this Catherine Austin Fitz, she's sharing much of the same information from a recent interview. This one's from the 29th. This one started at right around 30 minutes. Right here. She has really good perspectives so far as what she can see. She's looking through a keyhole at the Great Reset. Doesn't see the Black Star superplume, the activation of the biological weapon, but she does see what's going on with the enslavement of humanity through the digital currencies and things like that. So she can show us a picture of what's coming. That's why I like listening to her. Then the Middle East is on fire. Monkey Works guy. It's difficult for me to get a benefit from a 45-minute report. Difficult for me because this is sent to me for a reason. I'm trying to figure out what that is, and it's right here. The Middle East is on fire. And Amir, you wrote to me and wanted to know my views on what's going on to Syria and Israel and this and that. So, Iran and Israel. Well, Israel is on the side of the petrodollar and with the Americans, and Iran is on the other opposite side, and Iran is a bedfellow with OPEC plus, and they're all running to BRICS. And so the United States, everything's going to happen really, really fast whenever China makes its move on the U.S. Navy carriers, Project Sandman, and the whole world is going to change so rapidly your head's going to swim. It's going to be spinning, spinning, spinning. It's happened very quick. And this, the Middle East is a powder keg. And God has to come and intervene pretty fast once this happens. The most sophisticated jets, and better than the Russians, is the Israelis. So they micro nukes and everything, they are an awesome powerhouse. You don't want to go up. I mean, Iran doesn't want to go up against Israel. They're going to lose. The Israelis, they refit every one of their jets for each individual pilot, and they have futuristic AI and systems that nobody else has. Way, way ahead of everybody else. But when the United States goes down, that's going to leave Israel's butt swinging in the wind. And surrounded by all the Arabs, Esau is going to want to come and get Israel whenever that happens. And so it's not whenever you see the signs that the United States is going down because under assault from Russia and China, then it's not going to be long. This powder keg's going to explode here in the Middle East. And it's not long after that that God has to do something, or else Israel's going to be wiped off the face of the earth. And according to the prophecies, God's not going to let that happen. So that's kind of the way that I see things. Then Patriot Nurse, talk about loving and freedom. And I listened this far into her presentation. Real smart lady. She's getting Christian dependence evangelism by governments, large corporations, seek to controlling people. So she's from a different angle, Catherine Austin Fitz, from a healthcare perspective. She doesn't see the black star, doesn't see the superlative, a lot of things she doesn't see, but she's really good on what she does see. So when you guys send me information, I'd like to convey that over to you.
In the harsh economic environment that we're living in today, middle-class families are getting increasingly more cash-strapped and debt-burdened. In fact, if we compare the patterns of consumption from middle-class households of the 2000s and right now, we can rapidly realize that many of the hallmarks that symbolize that someone has made it to the American dream, such as the ability to take vacations or having more than one vehicle per household or dedicating a share of their incomes to leisure or entertainment, are actually things today's middle class can no longer afford.
That's right. So the millions and millions and millions and millions of illegals that are coming in, they're filing their way in to the USS Titanic that is getting ready to capsize. The evidence is everywhere. And then the Brad doesn't have a video out yet. I got 13 minutes into Mike Adams, what he's going on about. The CDC official calling for a white genocide. He just played that. This lady's talking about getting rid of all the white people. That's what I have to share with you for today. Appreciate your support very, very much. Get more information right here at terror03.com, and I'll see you on the next Black Star Update Report.